Have you checked the price of Avgas lately? If you think it stings filling up a Cessna 172, imagine what it feels like when you're burning through 5,000 gallons an hour on an Airbus A320. I'm Tower, and this is ATIS on Radio Hangar. A Lufthansa group just made a move that should have every pilot paying attention, not because you fly for Lufthansa, but because of what it signals about where fuel prices are headed and what that means for everyone who buys jet fuel or Avgas this summer. Here's what happened. Lufthansa announced it is cutting roughly 20,000 short-haul flights from its summer schedule. That's flights removed between now and October of 2026. 20,000, and the reason comes down to one word, fuel. Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com, aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Now let's get into why this matters to you. The conflict between Iran and the broader military situation in the Middle East has sent jet fuel prices through the roof. We are looking at roughly double what carriers were paying a year ago. And when fuel is your single largest operating cost, the math changes fast. Routes that were profitable at $80 a barrel become money losers at $160. So Lufthansa did what any airline eventually has to do. They pulled capacity. This is not a small trim. Lufthansa Group operates Lufthansa Mainline, Swiss, Austrian Airlines, Brussels Airlines, and Eurowings. 20,000 flights spread across that network is a significant chunk of short-haul European flying. And short-haul is the key word here. These are the thinner routes, the ones with tighter margins, where fuel cost as a percentage of the ticket price hits hardest. A two-hour flight within Europe simply cannot absorb a doubling of fuel cost the way a long-haul transatlantic run can, where you spread that cost across a higher-yield ticket. Here's what you need to know if you fly general aviation in the United States. Jet fuel and Avgas are connected markets. They are both refined from petroleum. And when crude oil prices spike because of geopolitical conflict in the Middle East, everything downstream gets more expensive. If you're flying a turbine, you're already feeling this. Jet A prices at fixed base operators across the country have been climbing steadily for months. And 100 low lead is not far behind. The conflict involving Iran has disrupted or threatened key shipping lanes and production infrastructure. Insurance rates for tankers transiting the Strait of Hormuz have gone up, refinery margins have tightened, and all of that flows downhill to the fuel truck sitting on your ramp. Now let me connect a few more dots for you. When a major airline group like Lufthansa starts slashing capacity, it tells you that the people with the best fuel hedging operations and the deepest market intelligence in aviation believe these prices are not coming down anytime soon. Airlines hedge fuel months or even years in advance. If Lufthansa thought this was a short-term spike, they would eat the cost and keep the schedule. They are pulling 20,000 flights because their analysts believe the elevated fuel environment is here for at least the duration of the summer season and likely beyond. This affects you if you run a flight school, operate a charter service, or even just fly for personal travel. Flight schools are particularly vulnerable. When Avgas crosses $7 or $8 a gallon, students start delaying training. Fewer hours get flown, aircraft sit on the ramp. And the ripple effect hits maintenance shops, FBOs, and the broader GA ecosystem. For the airline watchers among you, this Lufthansa move is unlikely to be the last. When one major carrier adjusts capacity on this scale, others follow. We have already seen similar signals from other European carriers, and US airlines, while somewhat more insulated because of different route structures and domestic fuel supply chains, are not immune. Expect to see schedule adjustments from US carriers on thinner domestic routes if fuel stays at these levels through the summer. That means fewer regional flights, potentially reduced service to smaller airports, and higher ticket prices across the board. There is also a secondary effect worth thinking about. When airlines cut short-haul routes, some of that demand shifts to other modes of transportation. In Europe, that means trains. In the United States, it means driving. But some of that demand also shifts to general aviation charter. If you operate a Part 135 service, you might actually see increased demand from business travelers who lose convenient airline connections. That is a silver lining, but only if you can absorb the fuel cost yourself. Let me give you the bigger picture for a moment. The Middle East has always been the wild card in aviation economics. Every major fuel crisis in aviation history has had a geopolitical component. The oil embargo in 1973, the Gulf War spike in 1990, the run-up before the 2008 financial crisis, and now the Iran conflict in 2026. The pattern is consistent. Conflict disrupts supply, prices spike, airlines cut capacity, GA operators feel the squeeze, and eventually the market adjusts. But that adjustment period can last months or years, and it is painful for operators running on thin margins. The headline doesn't tell the whole story on this one. 20,000 flights sounds like a Lufthansa problem, but the underlying cause, doubled fuel prices driven by geopolitical conflict, is an everyone problem. Whether you're flying a Boeing 787 or a Piper Cherokee, you're buying refined petroleum, and the price of that petroleum just got a lot more expensive. So what should you actually do about this? A few things. First, if you have not locked in fuel pricing with your home FBO, now might be the time to have that conversation. Some FBOs offer fuel purchase agreements or prepaid fuel programs that can buffer you against further increases. Second, review your flight planning. This is always good practice, but fuel-efficient routing, proper leaning procedures, and thoughtful altitude selection matter more when fuel is expensive. A few extra gallons burned per hour adds up fast at current prices. Third, keep an eye on the situation in the Middle East. I'm not going to get into the politics of it, but the operational reality is that the duration and intensity of the conflict will directly determine how long fuel prices stay elevated. The Energy Information Administration publishes weekly fuel price data. It is worth bookmarking. And one more thing. If you're a student pilot or considering starting training, do not let fuel prices scare you out of the cockpit. Training costs fluctuate. They always have. The long-term value of a pilot certificate does not change because Avgas is a dollar more per gallon this summer. Adjust your budget, maybe fly a bit less frequently, but keep progressing. That is your AT's update, sources today from AeroTime and Industry Fuel Price Reporting. More at RadioHanger.com. Fly smart this summer and watch your fuel burn. Tower out.